Maybe I can, in the meantime, explain how we do the breakout sessions. You find this paper, your desk, and we have, as you can see from that, four breakout sessions. One is here in the boardroom, and you can find the names who are sitting in the boardroom. One is the St. Paul's room, which is over there, also on the first floor. You can also find the names. And then the Victoria room and Ken room, which are on the ground floor. And we discussing them, as I said, we have four breakout sessions, and each group will discuss, I think, the topics, but the topics are not always the same. You can see it, I think, in the detailed description. Then when we go to the topics, there are also differences in what should be the focus of the breakout session discussions. And as I mentioned, okay, the staff members who are listed here for the breakout session, and you have to go to a different room. You have to follow the staff member and make sure that you follow them, because otherwise you get not access to the ground floor meeting rooms.
The idea is we do not mix up the teams. I mean,
no, your team is always the same.
Always the same. Always so the same. We get to know each other.
After two breakout sessions, you don't have to be shy. You're not the teams.
We do. The breakout, I don't remember if you said this, but at the breakout session, we'll have a board member kind of chairing the breakout, and then the staff person will be taking notes for you. And we've asked the staff people to feedback what you've discussed in the breakout when you come back into the boardroom. So the staff person should also review with you. You'll have your discussion, they'll take notes, they should review with you before you come back that you agree what they're reporting back to us. There'll be short report backs from each staff person, and then we'll have a short group discussion and see how it goes.
Okay, we welcome Rachel.
Thank you very much. In fact, I think Barbara has probably said pretty much everything I was going to say before we went into the breakout sessions, but there's a little bit more to say. As I'm sure most of you are aware, we recently published an exposure draft of proposed amendments to our conceptual framework. In fact, that was back at the end of May. And what we would like to do during this meeting is actually to get some initial feedback from you on some of the areas in that exposure draft and some of the proposals that are in there. In particular, we'd be interested in your views on measurement and on financial performance, and in particular, we'll be focusing on the use of other comprehensive income. So what should be reported in profit or loss, and what should be reported in other comprehensive income. We have proposals on what, on how to decide where to report what. We picked those two areas because we thought there would be of particular interest to you. Obviously, measurement affects pretty much everything that you do within a set of financial statements, and then how you present the changes in the assets and liabilities in your performance statements, again, is a very important issue, both for investors and I think for preparers as well. So we thought that these particular topics would be of interest to you. As Barbara's already said, what we'd like to do is split you up into four groups. Two of the groups will discuss the measurement issues, and two of the groups will discuss the issues around other comprehensive income. Now, I was going to say we'll meet back here at 5 o'clock to talk about the summaries of what the discussions were, but I think we're running slightly ahead of time.
Yeah.
So, 4:45, are we about 15 minutes ahead of time?
Yeah.
So if we meet back here at 4:45 to go through the discussions and to feed back on what we said during the breakout group. In terms of papers for these sessions, you should have agenda paper 2B and 2C. They set out the questions that we would like you to address, and those questions are based on the questions in the exposure draft. We've included some extracts from the exposure draft in those papers to help you address each of the questions. They explain both the proposals and the background of the proposals and the basis for conclusions. We'll provide a little bit more commentary when we get into the breakout groups and explanation around the questions, but before we do that, does anyone have any questions, anything they don't understand? Is everybody happy? Good.
Maybe we can discuss these at the session. Just on the other comprehensive income, we don't need to get into the details, but if I read what the conceptual framework will say, and then thinking about future projects, Would it be accurate, and I had a couple questions of the pension issues in OCI, that under the conceptual framework, they would no longer qualify for OCI? And then I was also trying to get clear on translation adjustments, and that they would not be included in OCI. And I'm trying to get there, and it's a third related question, that doesn't seem that they are truly current value. I have to articulate it better, but just that's the question. And then in the measurement one, I think I said, I'm not going to have the words correctly, but there's current value, which I think includes replacement value, if that's the right word, and fair value, and then there's historical cost. But in the conceptual framework project, when you talk about pensions, it sounds like it's something in the middle, like it's a made up derivation of recognition. And so it's related to the first question, is what is that measurement, and how does that tie into the conceptual framework definition of OCI or not OCI?
I think, which group are you allocated to? Are you allocated to
the conceptual framework?
Measurement,
I mean, OCI.
OCI. Well, perhaps some of those questions we could address actually within that OCI group, and then perhaps if you were particularly interested afterwards, we could address those measurement issues, or perhaps it might be something that the measurement groups could actually discuss as well.
Thanks.
Any other questions before we break? Does everybody know where they're going?